chance here for the Bulls to get out of it. And that one is sky high. Could stay in play. Foreman right near the net. And that's a great catch by Josie Foreman. She's done that at home once this year. She has a lot more room to work with here. And, of course, she wasn't getting any help as she was getting close to the Gator dugout there. And it's right up the middle. Could be two. Stepping on the back for one is Williams. Over to first for a double play. It drew Kendall Williams right onto the bag. And Eccles has pretty good speed. But she grounds into a double play, and there are two away. Runner does advance to third base, but the Bulls will take that every single time. Gators stranded two in the last inning, just hit into a double play to maybe keep it scoreless here, hopefully for the Bulls. 2-2 pitch. There's the changeup, and she swings and misses. Strike three, Josie Foreman throws the ball down. First strikeout of the day for the strikeout queen. But it was a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, pitch. And this game is still scoreless and containing quite a bit of drama. We head to the fourth. No score in the bottom of the fifth in the NCAA tournament. Corrick pitches, and it's back this way. Foreman has a chance to make the catch, and she's got it! Just off the end of her bat, Foreman's got her face all red and screaming with delight as once again the Gators strand a couple. It's the third time today that they've done that. And that ball's hit well, but Corrick bats it down with her glove, has to catch up to it, makes the play! That ball was scalded, and Corrick stuck out her glove. It popped out of the glove. To expect her to catch it would have been something. And it popped out of her glove and went pretty far in front of her. She had to run about four steps and almost sidearm throw it. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Corrick has pitched out of trouble. The Gators have stranded seven runners, three times two runners. And that's how many they have on base right now. Matthews is a 212 hitter. No homer, she has driven in eight. Hits that ball well, but it could be two. Piero with the catch, over to second base, it's a double play! As leaning off the bag was Hoover, she couldn't get back. And in one motion, Piero rifles it to Kendall Williams. And once again, a second double play. And now 3-1 with Cronister, the pitcher, to Bethany King. Here's the delivery, and up the middle, and it's a base hit! Here comes Bruni, decent throw, and she got her, wow. And they get the pinch runner, Zweig, at third. Amazing. The Bulls get their first hit, and on a great throw in the outfield from Lindsay, they get wiped off the base paths. A double play, just simply amazing. Keen beat it into the ground. And you know how fast Bruni is. Lindsay's throw was offline, but that actually benefited the Gators, because if it had been online with her speed, of course Bruni is going to score. And then you certainly can't blame the pinch runner, Zweig, for trying to get to third on the throw home, and the catcher nails her. So the no-hitter is off the books, but the Gators have all the momentum. Unbelievable. Her intention is to carry her team to victory, or at least get something going here. Hits the ball well. That is deep. Bruni fell down, and that is going to end the game unless Bruni makes a great throw. Here it comes home from Williams, and it's safe. Game is over. Bruni falling down really didn't have anything to do with it because it was up against the wall. An RBI double and a game winner for Adams. And the Gators prevail. What an effort, though, by USF. It was a hard hit ball straight into that wind, hit the middle of the wall. Actually, a decent throw by Kendall Williams. And ironically, it was about as wide of home plate as the throw was that got Bruni in the top half of the inning, but it was on the wrong side of home plate. So Foreman had to reach over to her right and bring it back to the left. And that was just too much to do. The Bulls absolutely battled this Florida Gator team, and they know they were in for one there. But in the end, make it exactly 2 out of 3.
as in two out of every three games that the Gators have played in the Gainesville Regional, 30 out of 45, they have recorded a shutout.